I'm Ed Baxter with Newsteria. Jack Smith has testified for a reported 8 hours plus behind a closed-door House Judiciary Committee. Smith, the former special counsel who led the criminal investigations into Donald Trump's election interference, says the evidence he has would have proved beyond a reasonable doubt Trump's criminal behavior. Trump is on a retribution campaign. Smith has asked that his full testimony be released to the public. Could this backfire on the president? Let's go through it. Smith was called to testify in the House investigation into how his office handled the attempts to prosecute Trump for alleged election interference, a case that never happened or made public court after the Department of Justice said it could not prosecute a sitting president. Remember, that was a small part of the 2024 political campaigns that if Trump were elected, that he would not have to stand trial. Trump and his allies have continued to paint Smith as a villainous leader in the campaign to politicize the Biden-era Justice Department, including going after Smith. So that drumbeat only got louder in the wake of the release of information that Smith's office had requested phone data for Republican members of Congress as part of the subversion probe. Now, very little is known about what Smith testified to behind closed doors, and publicly, one of his attorneys, Lanny Brewer, made a very general statement.
Testifying before this committee, Jack is showing tremendous courage in light of the remarkable and unprecedented retribution campaign against him by this administration and this White House. Let's be clear. Jack Smith, a career prosecutor, conducted this investigation based on the facts and based on the law and nothing more.
So now his legal team has written a letter to committee chair Republican Jim Jordan asking that the full testimony be released and that Smith be able to testify before Congress in open session so the American people could hear the full details of his case against Trump. Republican members of the committee have not commented, but Democratic Congressman Jamie Raskin has, and he says Chair Republican Jordan made a good choice for Republicans in not making the hearings public.
Because had he done so, it would have been absolutely devastating to the president and all the president's men involved in the insurrectionary activities of January the 6th.
And says that he's restricted from divulging any details.
I can't get into any further particulars, but I'll just say that Jack Smith has just spent several hours schooling the Judiciary Committee on the professional responsibilities of a prosecutor.
And says he should be allowed to testify in the open, and that the Smith case against Trump should be released so all of us can see what he would have brought. So this sets up another partisan battle. Republicans have opened the can of worms. Will we get to see how many and what kind of worms there are? Questions. Is Jack Smith a villain pursuing Trump, or was he following the evidence and doing his job? Should the House Judiciary Committee be investigating the investigation into Trump? Should the American people be able to see the Smith testimony from behind closed doors? And just as Congress has done in the past, should a hearing be held in public so we can see what Smith has? And would that backfire on Trump? Could he be convicted in the public's eyes and have his retribution case explode in his face? Email me if you like, ed@edbaxternews.com.